Are you satisfied with the way your property looks? Rain Chaser Landscaping will transform it into a striking, natural, southwestern setting. Hi, I'm Greg Truby, and I have an intuitive sense of the land. I see not just what's there, but what could be. We use proven techniques to meet your soft and landscape needs. Contact us at rainchaser.com or 440-7331 for quality and responsive service. We are licensed, insured, and cover north, east, and central Tucson. Rain Chaser Landscaping recreates nature's beauty. We make a difference.
Well, welcome again to Circles of Change, and there's no finer opportunity for me to host in a segment than, of course, one of our sponsors that allows us to continue to do this. So Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping. How are you this morning, Greg?
Doing well, Zora. Pleasure to be here today. Thanks a lot for inviting me back on.
Well, it's easy because for those who are really groupies of their show, you'd know that Greg's been sponsoring us since we started in early 2008. So this is season number 6, and I couldn't be doing it without you. So thanks again. Well, let me give an introduction. Greg, he's a native of southwestern Ohio and grew up playing competitive football, baseball, and basketball, in addition to having an appreciation for music, the performing arts, and a fascination with museums, courtesy of his mother's influence. After a stint in manufacturing and trying out mechanical engineering, given his love of design, Greg realized, though, he wanted to integrate freestyle creativity with making a living in the process. So with not ever having cooked before even, he answered a Culinary Institute ad and within a year launched what was to then become almost a 12-year ride with some of the finest chefs, a 4- and 5-star, in fact, in Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., Memphis, Denver, and in fact, that's how he came to Tucson. Well, today, fast forward, we're actually going to talk about his business that's a love and a passion and a variety of those things I mentioned earlier, and that would be Rain Chaser Landscaping. He's got the ultimate outdoor design job, I'll call it, creating and running his own company, Rain Chaser Landscaping. Well, Greg, who would have thought that your starting as a chef would at least have driven you now to do design in a different place?
Sort of, I guess, least of all, myself. There was a time, probably two-thirds through my career, that I was kind of interested in doing landscaping. One of the managers of the restaurant, kind of a part-time position for her in the summer, she would do, during the day, do some landscaping with one of her associates' friends. And so it kind of sparked a little thought, well, maybe that wouldn't be too bad, you know, to get out of the kitchen and be outdoors for a while. It's kind of, actually, it came together, I guess. I was in the culinary field for 21 years and 19 in the kitchen and about two and a half years in the around the house, waiting tables, bartending, busboy, waiter, the whole gamut. I at some point, I guess, probably about 17 years in, I was thinking about landscaping might be a way to make a living, get out of the kitchen, enjoy the outdoors, because being in the kitchen, you know, you pretty much see four walls and not really aware of what's going on outdoors. It's kind of a self-contained environment, and so I kind of thought that once I would leave, I wanted to be outdoors and working with nature of sorts, and thought it would be less stress.
Yeah, that's right. Not that you don't have your challenges that bring the stress. He said less stress, but this big smile came on his face,
yeah,
which
because
tells me
you know,
particularly the cyclical nature of things here in the Southwest.
Right. Well, you know, I started out by myself and worked for a couple years and then brought one worker on with me, and so that was kind of the low stress period. And then as I brought more people in and the business grew, of course there's new challenges and what have you to meet, and so there is stress involved anytime you have your own business. There's stress involved with that, and but in general, it's much better working for myself than, you know, for others, per se. However, I will say this, that every client I have is my
boss, right?
Is my boss, is my, you know, the person I have to please. But in general, I think I have a really strong client base, and we have a good working relationship.
Well, and of course, my husband Ted and I can testify to that firsthand for our listeners. Of course, you can imagine one of the reasons Greg, at least at the onset, became a sponsor of our show is we tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, we could use some help, since he was our landscape designer and manager and property manager as well. In fact, I would say I still remember the first day you walked onto our property and Ted and I started talking with you, and then the two of you kind of went off into the acreage, and it was maybe an hour and a half you came back. You had stuff stuck to your blue jeans and lists of notes you'd taken, and right. Ted, of course, at the time was in a landscape architecture program at U of A, so he was dangerous bringing up all the suggestions on the different cacti he wanted to bring, and you were oh so wise to slow him down and also to say, you know, let's spend time with what we've got. So I think that's a real attribute of Rain Chaser Landscaping, is I know you really want to focus on doing what's naturally there.
Right, absolutely. And one thing as a credit to Ted, as well as something I will never forget on that first meeting when we were on that walk around the property and looking at everything, is the only client in 11 years now that actually said to me, I can tell you have what it takes, and I want you to do whatever it takes on this property. You don't have to ask me, just do it. And we trust you to take care of it. And that's very flattering. And like I say, I have a lot of really great clients and really nice, good relationships. But that one, when he said that, that was probably one of the best compliments I've ever had in 11 years in this business.
So. Well, that means a lot to us, too, because that really is part of it. It's like any of us that when you get in relationships with people on a professional basis, you want to know that you're going to give them full license to stretch and do what they're good at. But as all, you do get the quirky phone calls from us, particularly when Ted's on vacation or he's traveling, and I'm like, Greg, I think something just went kaflooey with the back pump.
Right. Well, you know, in general, you guys are angels, so.
Oh, gee, I'll take that one and run with it.
Very easy to do business
with
you folks.
Well, in fact, let's talk about the different services then that you provide, because it isn't just, of course, that incredible feeling of the land, and you're helping clients understand what's natural, what we could shift, how we could gradually make things happen through multiple seasons, as a matter of fact. Of course, right. Many people move from other parts of the country like we did from New England. I recall thinking, silly me, that, oh, wow, desert, I won't have to worry about anything. It'll just kind of grow on its own and take care of itself. And you realize that, no, your attention, because we've got such beautiful sunshine, that stuff grows so quickly, and right. That you really have to figure out what to cut back and when, otherwise your trees will tip over, even your mesquites.
Right. Well, you know, I know that we are a warm weather, you know, climate here, and it doesn't appear to people that, you know, first move here that we really have changing of the seasons. You know, I know my first year here, I kept saying like in October, well, when's fall coming?
Yeah,
when's winter coming? You know, but as it does in fact happen, and you know, you see things, you know, kind of dying. The grasses on the side of the road starts dying out, and the what have you, and the flowers disappear. You know, that we do have the changing of the seasons, and you know, I thought I would miss that, but you know, being from the Midwest, but in fact we do have them, and so that rhythm that, you know, we carry from the Midwest, mm-hmm. East Coast, what have you, it's still here, and I still get those same feelings when fall comes. Fall to me is one of my favorite seasons, and I can feel the changing. You know, you can see the stuff, but I feel internally, mm-hmm. that clock changing, that it is, you know, and get you ready for thinking about December, the first freeze, like that third, fourth week of December. So, but, you know, Arizona is diverse, that we can grow many things here. I personally like to stay with the desert xeriscape type of program, but a lot of people in the area still want to bring California to Arizona, mm-hmm. You can do that successfully, but there, you know, when the freezes come and what have you, there can be a price for that, even with the indigenous things. So the last last three winters, we've had two really hard ones, and even the indigenous plants have suffered and in fact died or had to be trimmed extremely far back in order to get them to regenerate.
And Greg, the opportunity, of course, to work on the land takes into account really understanding light and the shifting of seasons. It's the soil as well as the plant life as well. And as well, in the mix, of course, is a lot of natural creatures. So I've got to imagine your team wearing the right kind of cowboy boots in case those snakes come up and say hello.
It's a yes, it's a concern. In fact, yesterday we were working on a for an HOA on the far east end of town, and it's a very natural area. They've kept the properties so that, you know, the homes are there, but in general, you're still working in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working along a wash ravine area. And, you know, I kept telling my staff, you know, just watch out, be careful, look where you're stepping. You know, in the ravine area, there's a lot of rocks piled up, and, you know, it's a natural wash drainage area from where the Catalinas and the Rincons meet.
Converge, yeah.
And so it's a runoff actually from the mountains. So I was worried about that. I usually wear like BDU's khaki type military uniforms for a lot of reasons. One's for bagginess, but the newer ones have a pocket on the lower leg on the calf. And I was a little paranoid still about it. And I took a couple pair of socks and stuck them in that little pocket just for a extra backup. I know it sounds kind of corny or kooky, but
you know, if it works, it works.
Yeah. You have to be careful. The snakes, so we see the snakes. We see the rattlers. Typically, we find the rattlers underneath stones, boulders, what have you. They seem to like that during the daylight hours. And a lot of times, if we're moving stuff around, that's when we will run onto them. Occasionally, we will see them coiled up underneath a prickly pear or something like that. Generally, though, just for an FYI to all, they don't want any part of us any more than we want a part of them.
And I'm good for that. Of course, we're going to get our dogs through snake avoidance training, and I've asked the trainer if it works on humans as well. When it comes to me and snakes, I head for the hills. Well, Greg, Rain Chaser Landscaping, of course, we're speaking with Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping. It's rainchaserlandscaping.com. And his number, by the way, is 440-7331. That's area code 520-440. 7331. So tell me, what's business like? I mean, typically this kind of time of year can kind of be a downswell, but I get the sense you and your team are really busy.
2013 has been really fantastic. It started off with a boom. I was, of course, apprehensive the beginning of the year after, you know, post holidays. Sure. What was going to exactly happen? Since the recession, January through March can be kind of hit and miss. However, that first week, actually the second week of January, the phone started ringing, and we have really been pretty darn busy since that time. So I'm kind of hopeful that this is a sign that the recession is, in fact, turning around. I said to my staff approximately 2 weeks ago that it reminds me of a pre-recession period where people were anxious and the phone was sort of ringing off the hook, where, you know, every other call was for new work, which is always encouraging.
Yeah. Well, in particular, we're coming up on that spring season where if you don't get in front of it right now, you're going to lose it in terms of the opportunity to trim things back and get it ready for the high growth period.
Right, and we have done that a lot. And obviously, with this past winter, with the extended cold, you know, we have been cutting things back. But I will say this, in general, this freeze did not seem to be quite as bad as the one we had in 2011. Seems like in 2011, that three-day shock we had really just knocked everything out. It seems like this year plants, not all, you know, I'm not going to exaggerate this, but in general, it almost seems that some of the plants had built some resistance to them.
Yeah.
You know, your bougainvilleas, of course, they always are going to burn back, and you know, the Tacoma stands, they will burn back generally as well too. But in general, it seems to have held up. I will say this for people who love roses: never fear to bring roses into Arizona because they do really well, even in the cold. They don't even flinch at the cold. Mm-hmm. And their growing season is, generally speaking, from strong for flowers, I would say late October through June, through the 1st of June. After that, once the monsoon and, well, the really high heat in June, I think, is our hottest month in general. Dry heat, when you talk about dry heat and you think of the desert, think of Tucson, because it's very, very hot. But after you get through the monsoons, it seems like the roses recover and produce really well. And, you know, I know that's not an indigenous plant, but
body works.
But for those who love roses and the smell of them, they work well.
Well, I think that's the other fun thing for you, must be from the landscape perspective and your interest in the gardening side of it too, is that there's almost always something blooming, regardless of where we are in the cycle of the year. And of course, the different flowering cactuses, I know that's something we've appreciated between you and Ted, planting or repositioning things so we always have some spark of color.
Right.
Is really attractive.
Right. You know, I love this time of the year because of the cactus flowering. I don't know. For me, it's just kind of a special thing to see the cacti bloom. I'm not sure why, but I always feel like when I see them, it's kind of a gift. And they're usually, the flowers are very, very colorful, and they don't last long. But they're very colorful in general. And one of the nicest ones, talking about roses and scent, is the night blooming cirrus, which has a very nice scent. It's sort of musky, kind of jasmine-y, kind of a mix between musk and jasmine. And so they will close, of course, at daylight, but in general daylight, probably 8 a.m. But those who are early birds and get up and you have some of those or you see them, you deserve that treat.
Yeah, very much. We're speaking with Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping. So, Greg, the services that your organization provides, why don't you give us a rundown of that?
Okay. We are a full-service landscaping company. My bread and butter in general is the maintenance, especially during this recession, the maintenance of maintaining your plants, resetting clocks for your irrigation, trimming stuff back seasonally, all of the above to maintain your home. We can do that, adjust lighting systems as well, feed your plants. We also do the installs. Design work with plants where we can create the mounds, berms to create texture in your yard, stonework, boulders, gravel.
Done beautiful fencing, the brick fencing with logs in between.
Yes, that's sort of a new addition. That's been added over the last year and a half, 2 years. And my staff, I have three members that have I don't know, probably 25 to 30 years experience in masonry work, and those guys do a great job and have sort of become the core of my staff. And I'm very happy with them and pleased with them, and truthfully, it's, I don't know how to say it, but you always are wanting to build a team that you feel that is solid, that you can depend upon, and are there for you when you need them. And these guys excel at all those facets. So I'm very pleased with that. It's, hate to, you know, sound like too much, but it's sort of a blessing, you know.
Well, and I suspect as well, since you all are in this creative space connected with the crafts, that you also play off of one another from a creative standpoint.
Yes,
the idea generation.
We do. Everyone has their own ideas, and we bounce stuff off each other, and we see what each other are doing, and we say, yeah, that's a great idea. And yes, there is that. The guys surprise me sometimes. But to get back to the original question, we are a full-service landscaping company. Some of the things I won't do, I cannot climb, 60-foot trees. We can trim to about 20, 22, 23 feet. We don't do palm trees then, of course. But all other facets of landscaping, the lighting, gravel work, boulder work, pavers, flagstone patios, walkway pathways, We can do all of that.
And even for those of you who might have a new puppy that likes to dig through your yard and determine how to kill that irrigation pipe that's making a funny noise underground, trust me, Greg and his team have done that since they've been trying to outwit our Silver Lab tank and Golden Retriever, who seem to stay one step ahead of you guys. But the risen mystery, of course, is we bought this property without having the roadmap of where all this stuff was buried. So maybe that's the dog's role, is they're kind of helping us reveal what the plan is that's really going on here.
That's a positive way to think about it, absolutely. But, you know, that's...
It's just the nature of the beast.
Right, exactly.
Well, Greg, I mentioned earlier, of course, that your background in design started in the coloring arts. I know you are continue to be quite a chef and love to do your design elements there as much as you enjoy eating, I think, with your lovely wife, Rommel. But talk to me then about your transposing your design know-how into that which you now do with the land.
You know, one of the first things they teach you in culinary school is color, texture, and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we can actually incorporate flavor in there, but maybe satisfying would be a substitute for flavor. But it's all kind of the same thing. You know, you're looking for the color, mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to bring things out seasonally with your plant material. Also, the color with your stone, boulders, what have you, to complement your home, your patios, what have you. You know, the texture is built with, I love using stone, boulders in particular, but in your mounds to create, you know, the texture, different heights, different forms in order to put, nestle in these boulders and stones into place, as well as your plants. So, texture is very important in design, I think. Other people may use a different term, but I like to look and try to create the texture and diverse forms in the yard as opposed to just flat.
Mm-hmm.
To me, flat's boring.
Although you do know how to take on that occasional small patch of green grass that we'd like to maintain. Although I think we've put more energy in trying to keep that alive. And, of course, with us now having a horse that knows how to get itself out of the round pen, thank you very much. He almost can outdo you guys with the lawnmower, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, we've had a challenge with your yard. Originally, in the winter, I tried to get after that and bring in the rye, and we had a lot of problems, I think, in general, just because your part of town gets very cold.
Exactly.
And that we didn't have very much luck with that, but ironically, I say that, and so we stopped doing that, but ironically, we did pull that again this year, pull that together, and I think, in general, the yard has come a long
way. It's fabulous,
ways.
And I think that's what I would also say, of course, one of your challenges as a landscaper is to know that the environment is changing around us. And so to get the chance, though, to modify your approaches, the different tools that you use, the different seeds you use, I mean, that's got to be part of that creative element of the kind of work you and your team does. It's never the same.
That's true. Very true. It changes constantly. About the time you think you have your property together, the season changes and, you know,
here we go again.
Yeah, we got to start all over again. So well, that makes it diverse, though,
yeah.
So we don't get bored.
That's right. Well, I know also, Greg, that you're one that knows when you need a break. And so getting the chance to travel on your motorcycle or with your sweetheart around the Southwest and then some, there's this replenishing aspect that comes with you getting the chance to Canyon du Chêne, I know, is a favorite of yours, and
yes,
other travels. That kind of circles back to them, which you can offer your clients.
It's true. Well, you know, if you take the break, you know, you're able to... It is a recharging of the batteries of sorts, and we've actually started doing a lot of stuff in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I love New Mexico as much as I do Arizona. I think if I flipped the coin, and I could easily move to New Mexico and be quite happy. But we've been going to the Gila Wilderness for about 7 years. And we do some camping, not really backpacking, but we do take hikes. It's kind of car camping, but we do the tent stuff.
Sure.
And cook our meals, of course. And
so that all that connection. Well, Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping. For our listeners, it's raincaser.com, as well as you can reach Greg at 520-440-7331. He appreciates that phone ringing off the hook. And again, I can't thank you enough, too, for the continued role you play in sponsoring our radio show so we can be doing what we love to do here.
Thank you, Zara. We appreciate, everyone on the staff appreciates what you do to contribute to our business as well.
That's our pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.